prices for the past century. So are traders right to hit the sell button? Well, let's ask an expert, Stephen Pope, a head of equity research at Cantor Fitzgerald Europe, and he joins me in the studio now. Good morning to you. Do you think we are at a real global crisis point here in high risk lending? Do you think we're at that juncture now?
Well, I think in terms of the high risk situation, then what you're seeing is a cry for greater transparency and accountability. But in terms of, is it systemic to the rest of the financial system? No, it's not. So some of the movements you're seeing in the equity markets today are somewhat overdone.
But there's some pretty dark pictures that we've been seeing today. We were talking to our correspondent down at the London Stock Exchange, and we're seeing pictures of banking stocks down 5% seemingly across the board. And of course, all this off the back of the massive US slide. It's a pretty bleak picture, isn't it?
Yes, I think with the banking sector, that has been in the firing line for really the last 2 weeks. What I think you've got to start looking at is some of the pressure on them is getting to be too extreme. So the higher profile banks that have good liquidity balances and a very good loan book, those are probably beginning to become quite good bargains.
What about some of the smaller banks now, some of the smaller lenders? Do you think we're going to see a knock-on effect and see them affected now? Because that's what some of the concerns are, aren't they?
Yes, I think you will see that the smaller lenders, who probably have more exposure to this territory and are probably least able to weather the storm, are going to be the ones that will be left to the wayside, because the investors are going to say, no, we're not going down that route at the current time, because whilst you have this element of uncertainty and unknown depth, then people are going to say, well, we'll go with the benchmark players as against the smaller fringe operators.
Stephen, do you think what we're going to see now is people hunting for safer investments?
I think, yes, you have seen the first world flight to quality into the government bond sector, but simply within equities, you'll start to see a drift towards those large cap companies that operate good goods and services. Because, for example, the global economy is quite sound. If you just look at the US-India nuclear deal, there is plenty of contract money to be won, and that's going to feed through to the bottom line.
Well, that's a strange dichotomy, isn't it? We do have a sound global economy, and yet what we're seeing on the markets at the moment does seem to be predicting some kind of big tumble, and those two don't seem to tally.
No, but I think that's why I'm saying that the tumble is somewhat overdone at the current time. The central banks, their role is to stem inflation, but also to create an orderly monetary market, and that's what they were doing through yesterday and again this morning, creating the liquidity, not at sort of discount rates, we're just saying this is the rate we're offering in the markets anyway, so the window is open. If you can justify a need for income, we can give you the liquidity.
Okay, Stephen Pope from Cantor Fitzgerald Europe, thank you very much for talking to us.